This is Femi Kuti, and you are listening to NYC Radio Live.
You're listening to NYC Radio Live. So glad to have you with me. David Ellenbogen here. Today's episode, we feature an interview and discussion with Olivia Conan, as well as listening to some records he produced on the Barbez label. The reason for this is slightly sad and slightly happy. The sad part is that Barbez, which is really one of the most important music venues in Brooklyn, which makes it the most important in New York, which makes it one of the most important in the world, is in a hole financially, and they're looking to their constituents and fans to help save them. The good news is that a lot of people have come out and supported, and it's been a very, very successful campaign, but it's not over yet, and you can contribute and check out an amazing show on, well, tomorrow, Friday, June 9th, if you listen quickly. So, we're going to start off. Important. This podcast is produced with the support. See, we all need support. The support of the Rubin Museum of Art. They got something fun. The Tibetan Book of the Dead Book Club. I love that. The Book of the Dead Club. From Wednesday, June 14th to July 26th, there is going to be a book club with a Bardo scholar, Dr. Ramon Prats, and they'll be looking at the ancient text and modern day end of life experiences. End of life is really hot right now. Although, I guess it's never gone out of style. We're going to hear some music from two really great bands that are featured. Chicha Libre, which Olivier is a big part of, and Las Rubias del Norte. Let's start out with a track from Chicha Libre, and then magically appear in Barbez with Olivier Conan. Thanks for listening. Peace. You're listening to NYC Radio Live. My name is David Ellenbogen, and we are in Barbez, the famed Brooklyn venue with its proprietor and visionary Olivier Conan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What about you, David?
I'm all right. I'm feeling good. We're recording this because you are in the midst of a Indiegogo campaign to what you say, save Barbez, and it's about a month in. Is that right? Or
yeah, I'm like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
in we started about, let's say, about 3 weeks ago. And it's a little bit of a last minute endeavor because of the panic that settled in as we realized that we could not pay bills anymore. I think it's a familiar thing with a lot of small businesses in general and small music venues in particular. A lot of them have disappeared. As people might have noticed, the city has changed quite a bit in the past few years, especially in Brooklyn, where, you know, sort of like more like middle class or poorer neighborhoods or working class neighborhoods even have all of a sudden become extremely extremely expensive. It's not just a rent issue in our case. It's just a matter of doing business has been more and more difficult, and we've had to borrow money for a number of things, and all of a sudden we had a big debt that we could not manage. So here we are begging, which is the new form of funding, I think, for small places or for like more creative places. And we've actually been very, very pleasantly surprised at people's reaction. I mean, it's really quite it's special to think that there's an entire community that actually comes to your rescue. I hope we are deserving and that we don't disappoint people now, because there's all that pressure of having people, you know, help out because they think the place is representative of something they like, something they identify with. So
yeah, well, I mean, I've told this to you before, but it's not Brooklyn without Barbez. I mean, this is for those of us who love world music, it's kind of the only game in town to see all this great art in an intimate setting and in one that really values listening. Both for the musicians and for the audience. So it looks like so far some progress, right? I mean,
oh, definitely. I mean, we've raised 3/4 of the money we needed. So
yeah.
I mean, we're out of immediate trouble. I think we'll be able to essentially get rid of our debt to a point where we have a little more breathing room,
mm-hmm.
And you know, keep paying salaries and be open until the end of our lease, which is 5 years from now.
Okay.
So I think we just bought ourselves 5 years, essentially.
And if you hit the full goal, what happens?
Same thing. I mean, right now, it's like, you know, it's a little bit hard. We still have to borrow money. Like, we just have to borrow money to do some improvements here because
uh-huh.
it was badly needed. Look,
right.
We have a rack to put our PA stuff now. Sorry.
Fancy.
I got excited. We just did that
yeah.
two hours before you got here. You know, we need an AC because summers are getting
mm-hmm.
hotter and hotter, stuff like that. But
Global warming
is costly, man. I mean, somebody should explain that to a certain president
right.
number.
So okay, but and if our listeners help you hit that goal, that 5 years is pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah.
And you guys will have less stress because you'll have...
Well, it's the thing. Like, every month we have to borrow money. It's crazy. So we're lucky enough that we did get a credit line like years ago when the bar was a little healthier and
mm-hmm.
and the neighborhood was different, I guess. So we have a credit line that I've been relying on for years, which is now maxed out. So the fact that mm-hmm. it'll be there, you know, something happens, we can actually draw from it, or, you know, we'll as I say, we'll be able to breathe.
Right.
You know, we're not going to get rich doing this, but obviously that's what we wanted. We'd be doing something else.
All right, what are we gonna listen to get into the mood here?
Let's listen to a beautiful song by Miramar, one of the last records that I put out on Barbez Records, and it's called Sinti.
All right. Thank you.
Mi cielo en inquietud, en tu ausencia he perdido la virtud. La tarde ya logró hundir lo que voló, y muerto ya el fulgor en tu ausencia.
So can you take us through a typical day or you know, a nice evening at Barbez? Like, how many acts? Maybe you can even tell one coming up. Like,
Well, it depends. I mean, we have a lot of music. Obviously, we have music from every day, at least from 8 to midnight. We always like to give people enough time to develop something, both in, you know, across a year, we like to do residencies and give people like a monthly recurring date. But at the same time, also at any given set, be at least, you know, 90 minutes to 2 hours, so you can actually try new things, you know, experiment and give a new project a stronger identity. I think a lot of clubs do very short sets, and it's very frustrating. So. We have more concert-like experiences, I believe.
Right.
I hope.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, every day we have music starting at 8 or 7, depending on the days, until midnight. Weekends, we stretch that a little more. I mean, on Saturdays now, we often have a 4 p.m. performance. We have a 6 p.m. residency that we've been doing, like a weekly residency every month that changes, where an artist just try something new every week, essentially, with different guests. This month is Sean Cronin.
Great.
Michael Winograd just did one. All kinds of people have done it. It's a lot of fun, actually. It's one of my favorite things here, because it's more laid back and more. There's more experimenting happening because it's earlier, I guess. People are acting different. Everybody's sober. And then we have another 8 o'clock and a 10 o'clock show always. It varies. It's a lot of different kinds of music. A lot of it would fall under the umbrella of so-called world music. A lot of that world music is actually from the world here in New York, because New York is the world. And a lot of hybrids. I mean, I like to think that we have a lot of music that I call impure, music that is not focused on any kind of authenticity or any kind of referring to a certain golden age or an actual pure form, but really is the work of musicians who have a personal idea about what they want to do. That often involves borrowing from here or there, or taking a tradition and tweaking it, which is what tradition is for. But essentially, we're very open to pretty much anything.
So I mean, you have this. You come in as a musician, and maybe to you it's obvious. But what are the qualities that make a venue a place that musicians want to play?
Well, I think the basic thing is respect for the musicians who play there. I mean, it sounds corny, but it's kind of the basic.
And that's the thing that's almost always missing, but go ahead, keep going.
I mean, it's not an obvious one to get. Value the music that you're presenting. Think of yourself as a presenter, not as a business trying to sell booze off of the back of musicians. If you have that attitude, A, you're always going to be disappointed, because a particular act, a particular project is not going to start doing well right away. Obviously, you have to work on a roster and hope and believe that some people will start doing better and better. Otherwise, what's the point? You can get just any cover band to play your room and maybe it'll work and it'll be really depressing and people will never come back. I mean, they will come back, but not necessarily because they are into the music or into discovering something new or to creating any kind of community. So I'm not sure if I'm answering your question.
No, I think so. And do you have some like particular Barbez moments where you were like really proud of your work, where you said, all right, this is why we deal with the bank and we deal with all this stuff? Like, was there?
Yeah, it happens on a regular basis still. I get a little bit disenchanted because maybe I'm not a good business person, and maybe we're not as successful as we should be, proof being that we're begging for money right now. But at the same time, we have so many special things happening here that I do get very happy. A lot of the new bands that start playing here more regularly, when I see them, I get super excited. There's a bunch of people that are playing more regularly now, like Combo Chimbita, has been playing for like a couple of years now, a year and a half at Barbez, and he's now turned into like this really great band. Just seeing them like develop into that is great. Same with Buya del Barrio, which is this Buirangue band, which is really
that band.
Really amazing now. Every time I see Enough Gnawa here, I get transcended, which is the idea, I think. And then, some traveling people who come here and we should not have them in our room, and we do. Like, we have a great gaitero coming from Colombia, Paito, coming here on the 19th. These are transcending experiences. It's like where music brings you to other places, not geographically speaking. But I get happy every time. But I've had that, over the years with the Parker String Quartet doing the Ligeti string music here, for instance, which is one of the most intense experiences I've ever had at Barbez. Wow. Or seeing Alash, the throat singers from Tuva.
All right.
I think their very first show in America, I was here 10 years ago. And these moments are like, they're just magical. And hope we can keep doing as many of those as possible. But also like seeing people come back regularly and get better and better Next Slavic Soul Party, which started playing here like 13 years ago, 14 years ago, which I love. The first time I saw them before Barbès was open, and to have seen what they've done in over the years, and you know, reinventing themselves and taking on new ideas, new projects, and it's still just being as relevant and as strong. That's to me, it's a weekly miracle.
Great. So you've got there's about 2 weeks left in this fundraiser, and people can get some killer downloads. And are there still a few slots left for this event, or is that completely sold out?
There still are some tickets left for the drum show, which is on June 9th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's an early show. We have a lot of people playing it. It's going to be kind of amazing. We have the Jazz Passengers. We have Inov Gnawawa and Buen El Barrio that we were just talking about. Big Lazy is doing a set, another band that I love. We have Maracatu New York is going to do a thing. There's more. Sandow Wiggle is singing a song.
Wow.
Who else? The members of the Mariachi Flor de Toluachi are going to do something.
Yeah. And is Slavic Soul Party doing?
And then there's a big brass band, which is a mixture of Slavic Soul Party, Red Barat, and Banda de los Muertos, like doing like a joint thing, which should be pretty special.
Wow. So, you know, since self-interest is a thing, if nothing else, you know, convince somebody to contribute, the opportunity to, this is going to be an incredible evening of music. And also, all the people there are going to be the people in New York who care about world music and, you know, all this stuff. So I think while supplies last, because that would be, those tickets might vanish before the end of the campaign. So that should be a big reason that people may want to contribute, in my opinion.
You mean coming to the show?
Yeah.
Yes,
just come, to the show, even if
you know. The show itself, you know, regardless of our problems and our predicament, the show itself is going to be a fun event. It's not, you know, we didn't want to do a benefit. We're like trying to get like a big name to help us. The idea was to sort of do what we do best, which is present a lot of really cool music that people will most likely get into. So that's... That'll be that. It's probably going to be sold out. However, if it is, don't despair. You can always come to the door, and we'll probably release some tickets at the last minute, or you know, some people will leave. There's always ways. So yeah. Don't let a sellout sign deter you.
Awesome. All right, let's listen to some music. And you're giving out a few albums as perks. So maybe you want to set up a track of something that people. We'll get the complete album of...
Sure. Yeah. Let's listen to a track from, Chicha Libre's Cannibalismo, which is the first perk that we're giving out to people. So.
Awesome.
Navegando, navegando.
All right. Well, I will see you. Well, actually, I'm coming tonight to see Mandingo Ambassadors.
I can't make it. I'm by myself with the,
the kids.
Oh, yeah. My wife's away, so I have the kids for like 4 days.
Okay. But that's a great hit every Wednesday here at Barbez.
Oh, the Mandingo are, they're a staple.
Yeah.
And Mamadi Kouyaté is one of the great guitar players.
For sure. I'll be there as well. I think it's next Thursday at the kind of Barbez celebration.
Friday.
Next Friday. Okay. And Friday the
9th.
Friday 9th. So, anyway, hope to see many of you guys there. And we're gonna work together to hit the goal. That's the Secret Planet benefit for Barbez with Ino of Gnawa, Big Lazy Booyah and Barrio, Maraca 2, New York, DJ Little Dynasty, that fanfare Barbez with Slavic Soul Party, Red Barat, and Banda de los Muertos, and many secret to be announced guests. So yeah, thanks for your time. Thanks for all you do. We need you. Don't run away to France, please. I know it's tempting.
Well, we'll talk about that later. But hey, we need you too. So okay. Thank you for doing this.
Let's keep Olivier in New York, in Brooklyn. All right. Thanks, listeners. Peace. Baila la danza de mi barrio.